Okie dokie.
Eliezer. Yeah. Okay, I got a good one for you. This one's a thinker.
All right.
Okay? Really think about it. What did the zero say to the eight?
What did the zero
say to the eight?
What the zero? Nice belt?
How did you do that? How did you do that?
It's a classic, actually.
Oh, man. I never heard it.
Oh, yeah. It's a classic. All right.
Actually, it's really that belt looks good on you.
Okay. That's okay.
Oh, but you nailed it. Oh, man.
Are you ready?
You
ready?
Wow. That was a good one.
Why did the banana fall?
It slipped.
No, it wasn't wearing.
Oh, it slipped. That's not funny. I slipped on its peel? No.
Why did the banana fall? It wasn't wearing its slippers.
All right.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Originals.
Yeah. Ready, set.
Doo-doo-bomb. Doo-doo-doo-doo-bomb. I should smack you over the head, mister. Hi-ya!
Ow. You look a little frazzled. You just get up.
Hey-o.
I say shmir.
Agree to disagree.
I mean, we love all Jews and all shuls.
We love all shuls. Okay, hold on. I'm there. Oh, you like those mirabas.
David Hasselhoff, baby.
Oh, the Hoff.
It's okay. We're Jewish. Because we are experts in everything we talk about.
Yeah, they're looking to us as a guiding light.
All right. Sally, I'm so excited.
I'm really excited. But you know what? I'm a little...
Do you want a drink?
Yeah, I got a little something here, you know, a little. Yeah. Can you have anything?
Some bubbles?
You want
some bubbles?
I need, but you know, I only drink stuff with bubbles.
Well, then this is the right episode for you.
Carbonation.
This isn't the bubby episode. It's the bubbles episode.
I love it.
Yeah.
Are we talking about soda?
We are talking about soda. By the way,
soda.
Who?
There's a drink you can drink.
I said soda. It when goes you're... down the sink if it's
soda.
Soda.
S-O-D-A. Very good. Wow, we don't need that button.
So I don't think our fans thought that we can possibly do an episode about soda, like the Jewish view of soda.
Then they should go back to season one and listen to the Shmita.
Let them go watch Behind the Bima or 1895.
Let me tell you something.
We're talking about soda.
I'm very proud of us and how far we've come. First of all, shout out to all our new fans out there. Welcome to your first episode.
Shout out to you.
I don't know how they all got in.
Yeah.
To you all.
All.
Yeah.
You. Steve.
But, you know, go back and listen to that Shmir episode.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of us.
We can do it. Yeah.
We can make an episode out of anything.
But Shmir,
and we're about to prove it.
Shmir is inherently, yeah, that's true. Shmir is inherently Jewish, you know, I think. I mean, even the word Shmir. Soda is not a Jewish word.
Shoda.
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 You know what we haven't spoken in a while? Swedish.
Okay, so how do you say soda in Swedish?
It's believe it or not, it's actually soda.
Oh, it was one of those.
It's
like
just a little
like
bit of high
banana.
Soda. It's a little high pitch.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Is it like one of those things where if you say it in the wrong pitch, it means something completely different?
It's actually in Swedish. It's
like
it's actually
soda.
It's pronounced pop.
In Swedish?
Pop. Actually, do you not know that? In some, like the Midwest?
Chicago, yes.
Yeah, which is ridiculous. Like,
why? Maybe we're ridiculous.
I love the Midwest. I want to be clear. So all our Midwest listeners, I love you. But
I bet you do.
How lazy.
I bet you do.
I love the Midwest. Yeah. For those of you, I lived there for a few years.
Did
and
you?
My wife's from the Midwest. And a lot of good things came out of the Midwest. So
can I ask you a question on that?
Wasn't
since you're talking
them.
About it?
Yeah.
Why isn't it the Mideast? It's pretty close.
It's in the middle.
Yeah.
And it isn't west.
I mean, really?
Right.
Is Pull it, out that map.
I'm looking.
How about mid-north, mid-south? It's kind of right smack in the middle, isn't it?
Yeah.
How about just
well,
mid?
It's not in the middle. It's up there, but...
It's closer to the east, isn't it?
It is a little closer. That is weird.
It is weird.
I wonder. That's a good question.
Thank you.
We'll have to... Listeners, let us know.
I'm not saying another word until I get my answer.
Fine.
Okay, I can wait.
Fine. Okay. So they call it pop up there, which I think is lazy. Like
why?
Because soda, you know, it means some soda carbonate. I think it actually is the technical term of the bubbles. But basically, someone opened up a can of soda in the Midwest and went,
nice.
And they're like, oh, we'll just call it pop. Like what? That's lazy.
You. So
that's
what do they call a blow pop?
They call it that.
You
noise.
Are so knowledgeable.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So,
yeah.
But anyway, so a whole episode of the Jewish view of soda. I mean, I think you and I both, we're soda experts at this point.
I'm definitely an expert.
I mean, people know me as like...
We're going to get into it. You were an expert, and you're starting to slip. Talk about slippers.
Well, I'm just going to say it just out the gate. My favorite soda is Diet Dr. Pepper.
Oh, okay, fine.
Hands down.
You saw how red I got in the face?
I do. I know. We're going to talk about that in a second. But Diet Dr. Pepper, caffeine-free, which I actually find that one, I cannot sleep when I drink caffeine. Okay. So I don't mind a couple cans in the morning of caffeine, but like the other eight,
like 6 o'clock,
I need
6:30 a.m.
Yeah. Like I will sometimes grab a diet Dr. Pepper as opposed to coffee, but you know, the rest of the 8 to 10 cans for the day, I really need it to be caffeine free. But unfortunately you cannot find caffeine free.
If
anymore.
My memory serves correctly.
Yeah.
And I hope it does. Okay. You used to like Diet Right soda.
Okay. Well, okay, can you hold off? Can we?
No.
Because we're going to get there. I did go through a Diet Right phase. The blue cans.
They're like blue and red. It was like the fake blue. Pepsi colors.
I don't, you know, because I remember Diet Right as a kid. I think I liked it. First, it was a lot cheaper than everything else.
I bet.
And it was pretty good. Like, you ever buy the...
they spelled right incorrectly, too.
Right. Yeah. You ever buy like the store brands? It's like of Publix course. Or like Sam's Club. They get Thunderbird. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Big Thunder is
instead of Mountain Dew, it's like hilly rain.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So I always try them because they're so much cheaper, and usually they stink, which is why they're cheaper.
Yeah.
But Diet Right was actually pretty good. But it also started going up in price too. So Diet Dr. Pepper caffeine free. You can't
if
find
diet
it.
Diet Right is wrong. I don't want to be right.
I don't
want
to be right. Yeah, me neither. So
quote me
to our that. Listeners, if you know where there's Diet Dr. Pepper caffeine free, please let me know. Once COVID hit and the supply chain issues happened, they stopped making caffeine free.
That's crazy.
Do you know why?
I do, but I don't want to tell you.
Okay, well, it was because, believe it or not, because of the aluminum. It was hard to get aluminum for the can, so they had to make choices of what they were going to put
really?
Out
really? So why not half and half?
I guess... the regular is more popular.
That's crazy. Yeah.
So that's my favorite. What's your favorite?
My favorite soda?
Yeah. By the way, wait, hold on. This is a Jewish episode, so I just want to be clear. My soda is a doctor.
Mine is not.
Yeah,
but we should talk about doctors and soda in a second. My favorite soda currently or of all time?
Ooh,
it actually surprised
give
you.
Give me both.
This
give
is
me both.
Interesting. You're actually mine making me... Okay, we're going to talk about how much I hate Pepsi. We're going to get to that because
I got to talk to you about that.
I don't like Pepsi. However,
sometimes you don't have a choice.
And this is, I'm sure this is pure. Oh, you know what? I'm changing my, forget the Pepsi.
Can you
thing.
Just say what your favorite soda is?
Of all time?
Now and all time. Let's
do both. Now it's Cherry Coke Zero.
Ooh, that's good.
That is my favorite soda, but it has to be cold. I can drink it in the can, cold.
Yeah, see, a real soda macher. A real soda macher.
Incorrect.
A real soda macher.
No.
Can drink it
don't
warm or
it.
Cold.
That's not
cold
true.
Is better.
Hold on.
By the way, the best cold is fridge and ice.
That's like saying someone who likes meat can eat it like after it's been thrown in the garbage. It's still meat.
No,
just
but
scrape that
but
off.
Would you eat it warm? Sure.
What, meat?
Why not?
I hope so,
if
but not
really
warm
good.
After the garbage.
It's like raw versus yeah.
Soda was meant to be
I could
chilled.
Drink. I could drink my. I can't eat my. I can't drink it hot. But if it's
not in the morning,
but if it's room temperature, I got no problem.
I would love for you to brew
the
some
French,
Diet Dr. Pepper in the morning.
The French don't do the ice.
Is that true?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not French, but
okay.
I'm pretty sure they don't
how
do ice.
How do the French say Coca-Cola?
Coca-Cola. I think that's Italian, actually. Sorry.
I don't think it's actually Italian, but it's closer to Italian.
Coca-Cola.
Hey.
Ayo.
So my favorite soda of all time,
okay.
Cactus Cooler.
Ooh,
yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
Interesting.
I was
choice.
Gonna say wild cherry Pepsi, but that's just pure nostalgia.
So you know what? Okay, first of all, good call with
cactus
the cactus
cooler. I had a cactus cooler not too long ago. Yeah,
I haven't
so good.
Yeah, they don't have diet though, I don't think cactus.
You're not drinking diet cactus.
Yeah, that's things, intense.
But, you know, I had it recently, maybe 2 years ago. Saw it in a vending machine, had to have it.
Yeah.
It's basically a popsicle. That's what it tastes
just
like.
Yum.
It's just sugar and goodness. It's
all right.
Amazing.
So I'm gonna give you Diet Dr. Pepper, my favorite all time, now, ever, forever, but an honorable mention of my favorite, which is also hard to get.
Wait, can I guess? Can I guess?
You can.
Give me some hints.
Very Jewish.
Shasta?
Okay, that's very Jewish for an anti-Semitic reason, and we'll get to that.
Very Jewish? Mayim Chaim?
Ugh, no.
Mayim.
I mean, sorry, Mayim Chaim. I don't want to, I've had that too. But
Pesach is coming up.
No.
Got to stock up.
Ready?
No, you didn't give me any hints.
Oh, okay.
Jewish? A Jewish soda?
It's also Jewish for a few reasons, but
right,
very Jewish. Now let me say the whole thing before you jump in.
Okay.
Dr. Brown's.
You like doctors.
Diet.
Oh, yeah, black cherry.
So I asked you not to jump in because
I
knew you were going to sound silly.
Well, you went really slow.
Dr. Brown's Diet Celery.
Oh, didn't we just talk about this?
Well, we talked about it on the phone. I was trying to explain to you.
Gosh.
My wife actually brought home Celery recently.
Do you
she
have any
excited.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do you have any Pepto-Bismol? Because I need it now.
I actually have some celery in the cabinet if you want. No, by the way, I like that it says celery, not celery.
Why is it?
Because it's probably not actually celery, but somebody in the Dr. Brown's factory was like, I could really use some carbonated celery flavored soda. It is delicious. I'm sorry. And it just reminds
Apology accepted.
It reminds me about the Lower East Side, which I didn't grow up in, but Gus's Pickles, Diet Celery.
What if you put peanut butter in your mouth first? Would it taste like peanut butter on a celery stick?
Oh, and like throw a couple raisins in there?
Exactly. What's that called?
Have you ever had it?
Ansonella.
Have you ever had Diet Celery?
No.
Okay, so shush. Shush. Okay.
You ever stopped drinking it just to see what that's like?
I can't find it anymore. Stopped with the diet too. But okay.
No, by the way, they for sure did.
Okay, let's have this debate, and then we got to get into why soda's Jewish. Besides the doctors and Dr. Brown's, which I do wonder. Like, I think you go to any kosher deli, you're going to see Dr. Brown. So like, there's a lot of Jews around, a lot of Jewish around the doctors. But let's leave it at that. But you and I need to have the Pepsi.
Let's talk about before we get to the Pepsi thing. Yeah. I'm going to save that. Like, okay. Some of our listeners like to come in late. Here's what I wanted to say.
Yeah.
Now there is another version of Dr. Pepper out there. That did there not is? Receive his doctorate.
Oh, Mr. Pibb?
Mr. Pibb.
Yeah.
Now, are we holding that against Mr. Pibb?
No, listen.
Not everybody goes to medical school.
100%. I will say, it's not so bad. It ain't Dr. Pepper.
I did not think you were going to say this.
Yeah, no, as I've had it.
Have you had Pibb Extra?
I don't know if I did or not. I've had it because I had no choice. Like, I was in some kind of area that I guess people don't get their doctorate. And I'm not going to say where, but I had it. It was okay. I've also had Dr. Thunder.
Dr. Thunder?
Yeah, it's a like Safeway's brand. Like, I've tried all the variations.
They have a Dr. Thunder?
Yeah, or Big Thunder. I think it's Dr. Thunder.
Yeah.
I've had all the variations.
Yeah.
And really, I would love an alternative that's cheaper, accessible.
I'm gonna just sidetrack us for a second, yeah. Because I'm so happy to hear you say this, that you're giving Mr. Pibb a shot.
Sure.
I was on a Sheirut in Israel. Yeah. Sheirut is like a little minibus.
Yeah, there's no other place that would be.
Yeah, or they wouldn't call it a Sheirut, right. But I was there, it was in Yeshiva, and I wish you were there with me then.
We would have had a great time. Yeah.
All of a sudden, I look over to my left, and I see this like dry cleaner service van.
Sure.
Called Dr. Clean.
Shaved head, or?
Just a Dr. Clean.
Because I know there's a
Mr.
Clean.
And so for the rest of the drive, about 15 minutes, I wanted a whole thing. Why can't you be more like your brother, Dr. Clean? And nobody laughed.
That's funny.
For 15 minutes.
I would have laughed.
I know.
I would have laughed.
Anyway, back to the soap.
So yeah, so I'm always open to alternatives, but truth is the actual brands usually do taste better. That's why they're the brand name.
Here we go, before we get into the Pepsi debate.
Yeah.
What is the most polarizing soda out there? Not Pepsi. I mean, Pepsi. The most polarizing.
Like people drink and it's like they love it or hate it?
Yeah.
Actually, I'm gonna give you an answer, but you're not gonna agree because you probably never heard of it.
What?
Because but I'm telling you, if you live in the Midwest, Detroit.
There is already a Mideast.
There is a Mideast.
Just not in America.
Right, yeah. Midwest. There is a soda brand called Faygo.
Faygo.
Faygo, and they have a ginger ale that actually tastes like ginger.
Oh, ginger!
Like I like Canada Dry, delicious.
Yeah.
I don't need like.
Well, they have ginger beer out there.
No, but imagine you grab that like sushi ginger and you squeeze it into seltzer. That's what it tastes like. It's disgusting.
So worse than
but
celery.
But if you live in Detroit or Chicago, anyone listening, they're like, oh yeah, we know exactly what you're talking about.
What's it called again?
They love it. Faygo. They have other.
Is it like with a T at the end? The T is silent?
I think it's F-A-Y-G-O.
Okay.
But there are other, like there's orange and stuff, but it's the
I think it's
Faygo
like
ginger. It's very
divisive. I wasn't thinking of it.
How I know about you weren't.
A mainstream soda that is
mainstream
polarizing.
Mainstream soda, not 7-Up. I mean, I hate
that. No, that's polarizing?
No, it's not. That's what I'm saying. Mainstream.
A mainstream
not
soda.
Fresca's delicious.
Fresca's basically Diet Squirt. We all know it.
Yeah. Mainstream? That's mainstream. Hold on. I'm going through the sodas.
Yeah.
Not Sunkist.
No.
So these are all, how many mainstream?
Who hates Sunkist?
I don't know.
Some people are like, no, it's not for me. It's too sugary. Fine. No, but you don't hate it. No one hates Sunkist. Come on. You see? This is
really?
This, yeah.
Am I mainstream? Not. I want to get into
I'll give you one hint.
Yeah.
Root beer.
Oh, A&W?
Yeah. Well, or Barks.
Or are you saying root beer in general?
Root beer.
I like root beer.
I know.
I don't like it. I'm not a fan of the whole root beer float thing.
Ah, you're
it's
joking
too,
right
too
now.
Too much going on. Too much going on.
By the way,
I like my
shame on you. Because.
Don't stick my ice cream on an apple pie. Don't stick it in a cup with
Are you one of those people?
Just a cone is as far as I want to go.
You wouldn't put ice cream on anything else?
I would.
Have you ever had one of those like...
No, I wouldn't put it on it. If it
chocolate
came,
explosion chocolate chip cookies?
Those are delicious. I don't need ice cream on it.
No. What? Have you tried it?
Put the ice cream in a little bowl on the side and I'll put like one spoon of the...
Why? Who hurt you?
I don't need it melting all over.
Let me get this straight.
It's a hot mess.
You're going crazy for celery. Yeah. Ice cream with chocolate chip cookie in the... No.
No. Well, sprinkles. I can go for sprinkles. I like the colorful sprinkles.
What about cookie dough ice cream?
Sure.
This is like that, but in reverse. But
absolutely not. It doesn't. The cookie doesn't melt the ice cream. I don't need anything.
Oh, that's your problem.
I don't need anything.
So you're a defender of the ice cream.
Yeah, I don't want anything accelerating the melting process.
Do you like eating ice cream outside?
I would prefer inside with the AC.
Okay, fine. Okay.
So I'm consistent.
All right, all right.
I actually have a walk-in freezer just of ice cream. That's where I eat all my ice cream.
I find root beer to be very polarizing. You love it or you hate it.
I hear you.
But I do think, shame on you, because the float, I think the float has saved root beer.
Where would
root beer be without the float?
That was probably a way to like, listen, a lot of people don't like this. Let's throw some ice cream in it.
Well, guess what I did?
Yeah.
I was 10 years old and Häagen-Dazs was like across the street from my school. And I go there. I didn't know what to order. And then I see on the menu, not a root beer float, a Coke float.
Oh.
And I said, I can get a Coca-Cola with ice cream?
I don't think that's good.
It was divine.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Coke Zero? Yeah.
They didn't have Coke Zero back then. Oh. I was 10.
Have you ever taken like a Coke can and stick it up a chicken and put it in the barbecue?
No.
It's called
Coke Chicken?
I don't know exactly what it's called, but it's a thing.
Turducken?
That's a duck and a turkey. You can go to Home Depot, they have this thing, but you can just literally stick the can up into the cavity of the chicken and you sit it on the barbecue. It's delicious. Apparently the humidity and the sugars, I don't know, it's amazing. But I've tried it with Diet Dr. Pepper because that's my favorite. Didn't work. And I'm like, why didn't it work? It was too dry. Because of the sugars. You need the sugar. So you cannot do it with diet. But check
can
it
ask
out.
You a question?
Yeah.
What's your goal here? For fans to stick around, or do you want to grow this show?
This is a learning show. This is an educational program.
All right.
No, check it out. Really, it's a soda can chicken. There's another name for it. But
so for all of those who are still left, let's talk Pepsi.
Okay.
Okay. Now I'm gonna get a little angry.
Okay.
But it's still me. Okay. I'm sorry.
Well, let's start off on the same plane.
Let me breathe.
You and I both
same plane.
Same plane. Oh yeah. You and I both are Coke fans, Diet Dr. Pepper fans. We weren't Pepsi fans.
I'm still not a Pepsi fan.
Right.
I just don't like drinking things that taste like Lysol.
Right. So I would say Pepsi in the past has given me headaches.
Definitely.
Has pretty sure caused other problems.
Yeah. The last Pepsi I liked was Crystal Clear Pepsi in 1992.
Oh, do you remember that, by the way?
I loved it. I loved it.
I don't remember. That was weird. I remember the Pepsi Challenge.
What was that?
It was a whole commercial, but they would go out in the streets.
The blindfold?
Yeah, try Coke and Pepsi. Brilliant advertising because Coke was always leading the way.
What is Pepsi? What is that, a yin-yang? What's going on over there?
Oh, the whole logo? I'm not sure. I don't even know what Pepsi... What is Coke and Pepsi? Like, what are they trying to... What's the flavor?
Like caramel.
Is it?
Sure.
Because I think Diet Dr. Pepper's got a little bit of plum going on in there.
Wait, doesn't Dr. Pepper have like 13 or
secret ingredients?
Yeah, something like that. There's a number on there.
You know, the main place in Plano, Texas, and I used to live in Texas and I wanted to go to Plano, but it was so far, so I didn't go. But I wanted to go.
That's the first?
Yeah, it's the only place they actually use sugar instead of corn syrup.
Oh.
Yeah. This episode's turning out to be very educational.
See?
But so you and I agree, I never liked Pepsi. I would drink water over Pepsi.
I have done that because
However,
JetBlue
right.
has now made yes. a huge mistake. They only serve
Pepsi. So the problem
Pepsi.
Is that
no, thank you.
There's a lot of venues like that. So JetBlue, for sure.
FTX
Theaters.
Arena, the former FTX right. Arena where the Miami Heat play.
There's all these places.
Oh, Regal Theaters. Don't get me started.
They probably give it to them for free.
Am I allowed to say that I sneak Coke into the theater?
I mean, the CEO of Regal does...
I'm not, by the way, CEO of Regal, I have avoided you the last two times that I saw a movie. I drove farther to go to a Cinemark to get Coke.
So by the way, I will, and their cruise lines, you know, cruise lines like, dare I say Carnival, which I love.
Don't
say
it.
As you know,
no, you
they
dare
only
not.
Do Pepsi, but.
Don't you dare.
You know what? To their credit, they allow you to bring two cases of soda of your choice. On
How
board.
Big? Like the Costco 12, cases?
12 cases.
Do they say 12?
12. Yeah, 12. I mean,
like if I go on a cruise, can I get the Costco
24
size?
Sodas.
They count.
Or maybe it's 1 12 pack. I don't know, but we'll check that out. But a lot of the places that we use regularly limit it to Pepsi products. And that,
you know why?
By the way,
why? Why do you think?
Because I think it's a lot cheaper. That's it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You get what you pay for.
Okay, so this is where you and I started to get into arguments. I've been on JetBlue a lot lately, and you know, just you reach a point, you're like, I can't pay the $20 for the soda in the airport. And I know there's going to be, you know, JetBlue's got that little, like, you know, little fridge you can go to all night long.
Oh, I like those.
Or all day long. Yeah, that's great. I love that. I don't have to worry. I don't have to act like, ding, please. Yeah, like,
no.
So you can go. And the other time I had, I know, I was a little delirious. I was so dehydrated. And they had.
You know what'll help? Soda will help.
They had Pepsi Zero or Pepsi Max, I think it's called, or something. I don't know. Is this different? And it even says a whole different taste. So I was like, okay, I can
you
go.
Ignored that do not drink label.
Huh? And they had a little skull. And I was like, let me try it. And it wasn't so bad.
Let me get this straight.
I'm not buying Pepsi.
Jet lag, delirious,
yes.
Dehydrated,
yeah.
And you went for a Pepsi, yeah, and it wasn't that bad.
And the other day, I took a picture of Pepsi Max or whatever, Pepsi Zero, mm-hmm. Mango. That's fun.
Okay, I rest my case, ladies and gentlemen. We do have to, before we end this episode.
We're not even close, though.
We need to give some actual shout-outs to some kosher sodas out there.
Well, let's rewind. Let's rewind back to biblical times.
Okay.
No, but why do we care so much about soda? Because listen, soda is what comes. It's not just like what a kid's like. It also it comes out at like get-togethers, and right.
Oh, so kiddish.
So right. So if you're Jewish and you go to synagogue and you go to community events, there's, you know, shalosh shudas. By the way, we should do an episode on shalosh shudas. But like a shalosh shudas that doesn't have soda, just shut it down.
Yeah.
So you have it, your kiddish, your this, and you're
I think anything that does, if you have, okay, here's the thing. If you have a cracker, if you're serving some kind
there
of
better
cracker,
be some bubbles.
You have to have carbonation.
Yeah, right. So I think there's a lot, like we grew up as kids, we'd run to the kiddish and we'd go grab a soda. We're happy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think it's necessary. I think, and
that is the only time I'll drink a room temperature soda.
Okay. I mean, kiddish, again, it doesn't bother me.
You know.
Maybe I had to get used to it, but here's what I'm going to say also, and this is going to, we're going to lose some fans. You ever go to someone's house on Shabbos?
Yeah.
And they're water drinkers.
Yeah.
And they don't bring out, so they just bring out a jug of water. Now, don't get me wrong. I love me some water. And I, you know, often will put a jug out with maybe a little lemon or something.
I love being the anti that. We always have water.
Right.
I love bringing just sodas out.
Right. But I'm just saying, if I was only a water drinker,
yeah.
But I had guests, I would buy a couple bottles of soda and put it on the table.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, like, I'm a little disappointed.
You know what
I
want? You know what I want one time?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you this now, and then in like 15 years, I want you to do it.
Yeah.
Because I won't remember.
Okay.
I want to be invited to your house for a Shabbos meal.
Just water.
I want there to be only water at the table.
Yeah.
And then I want you to come over to me, and then right by my seat, put down a chilled Coke Zero.
Nice. I'll try to remember that.
Please. Thank
you.
I want to
Can I give a shout out to Jenny Simon?
Yeah.
Do you know who that is?
Yeah.
Who?
Benji Simon's wife.
That's right.
Yeah.
So when I go over there for Shabbos, like when I visit Chicago or, you know, when I used to live there, like there, Benji is a, dare I say, a Pepsi fan.
Oh my gosh.
So it's very well known in the family.
They don't have Coke on them. Yeah, well, in the Midwest?
Actually, you know, I wish we can call Benji into this, but I think Benji's actually starting to shift away.
From Pepsi.
I think so, but I know he's a Pepsi
it's
fan.
It's never too late to
but
switch.
When I would come over for Shabbos, Jenny would make sure that there was Diet Dr. Pepper.
That's really nice.
Really kind.
That's really nice.
She's a kind person.
Yep, that's very good.
And maybe Benji, maybe that's what's happening. I think maybe he's switching over to Diet Dr. Pepper.
I hope Chicago gets Coke soon.
They're working on it. It's filled with Faygo ginger ale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that soda that I had for the first time I had it in Houston, Texas, or maybe it was Dallas, Texas. Toco Chico? Mm-hmm.
Toco Chico?
Yeah, it's like this.
Is that ice cream taco that they don't make anymore?
Delish. They don't make. That's Choco Taco.
Choco Taco.
Toco.
I never heard of what you're talking about.
Toco.
Is that the thing with the red hot sauce in it?
Yeah. Oh, Topo Chico.
Topo Chico?
Here, it's this one.
That's the name of my first child.
Oh, Instacart.
What? Topo Chico Ben Here, let me Ben Elias or Akiva.
Seltzer, yeah. It's.
You're pulling up a seltzer? Who cares about seltzer?
No, it's mineral water.
By the way, that's another thing.
They have hard seltzer now.
What seltzer? All of a sudden,
that doesn't look familiar. Topo Chico.
That does not look familiar. Is that like a hard seltzer?
They do have a hard seltzer version, but it's sparkling mineral water. I think.
Okay, can we get back to Judaism for a second?
Yeah.
So you talked about seltzer. So seltzer is very Jewish, right? The Jews would go around; they would sell the seltzers in the glass bottles.
Yeah.
So I think that's why seltzer is like a lot of elderly folk will have a bottle of seltzer. It's What?
I just like the way you said that.
I think it's true.
No, just if you could just say that again.
A lot of elderly folk will have seltzer on the table. And I like a good seltzer. I'm a little bit, I'll be honest.
Do you think we have any elderly folk fans?
We actually do. I've checked. We have
what
some.
What does elderly folk music sound like?
Oh, elderly?
Elderly folk music. Is it elderly folk music or elderly folk music?
No, folk people. But maybe a little Sinatra. Like my grandparents
loved. That's not folk music?
No, that's elderly folk music.
Oh, elderly
folk music. Not folk music. Folk music, like a little banjo.
That's folk?
I don't really know.
Folk music is like, you know, a really boring movie that you're like, I'm supposed to like this. I'm going to sit through it.
Meet the Folks? Is that a movie? Anyway, seltzers, I think, is part of the Jewish people. So that's why you'll see it. I will say, I'm not a fan of like what's happened with seltzer. Like, I have a Soda Stream, by the way, very Jewish, made in Israel.
Yeah.
And I make myself just...
What's your problem with the seltzer community?
Well, my problem is that why can't we just be focused on pure seltzer? Why do I got to have the...
Are you going to bash LaCroix right now?
I am going down. I have about six cases of LaCroix.
Is one of the best things that's ever happened to anyone ever.
Did we need it?
Yeah,
did
of course.
Did world
that's
need
like
LaCroix?
Saying, did I need a car?
Do I need
I didn't know about it before.
What is a Papelmousse? I don't even know what that is.
It's grapefruit, I'm pretty sure.
Is it?
Yeah.
Papelmousse?
Anyway, thank goodness. Because now you know that it is grapefruit.
Okay, so
before, if you were like at an airport, hey, buddy, catch that Papelmousse?
No.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Give me plain seltzer and I'll squeeze some grapefruit in there. What do I got to... I don't have to spend $6 on a can. Let me just say this, though, also. I love LaCroix. I'll have a delicious LaCroix in a day. But I'm going to say this. LaCroix can definitely send me free cans.
I doubt it.
We did buy...
That's gonna happen. You're bashing
it, and I would love our listeners to send us an email or WhatsApp. Cherry Blossom. LaCroix is the most disgusting thing I've ever tried in my life. Have you ever had cherry blossom?
No.
Do me a favor.
I don't like cherry. It's funny. I don't like cherry flavored things other than
this
cherry.
This doesn't taste like cherry or blossoms. It tastes like you're
have
eating
you
a
blossoms?
dirty electric telephone wire. Like, and you're sticking in your mouth.
I think what's happened to your palate is it's covered in celery. You need to do something about that.
No, we had it. I remember we had it.
There's a whole world out there you don't know about.
We started to punk people by drinking it. Like, oh, try this. And I'm like, that's it. We threw it out. It was disgusting. But otherwise, the other LaCroix are fine.
Now back to Jewish sodas. Mayim Chaim, anyone?
So Mayim Chaim, we've had that. It's fine. Again, I don't.
What is Mayim Chaim?
It's seltzer.
It's not Mayim. It's Mayim Chaim.
Right.
It's seltzer with a little life.
By the way, Mayim Chaim, what is Mayim Chaim?
It's water with what? Mayim Chaim is
the Torah.
Oh yeah, but this is seltzer.
Oh yeah, the Torah. Right.
Oh, by the way, I was focused on the.
It's a little egotistical to be like name brand your seltzer.
How about
the
just
same
Torah Cola? Torah Cola.
That's amazing.
Branded
Torah Cola.
Yeah,
that's delicious.
Yeah, be smart.
Right, Torah Cola.
Learn.
Can I get me a can?
Learn your thirst.
Give me a can. I'm just starting, so if I can get a can of Torah Cola Zero, nice.
Cold Torah
Cola.
Zero?
Cola?
Okay. Oh my God.
Trademark.
That was a good... Cold Torah Cola.
Love it.
That's crazy.
I love it.
What did we just do?
It's amazing.
Oh, wow.
We were going to be so rich.
Unbelievable.
I mean, above the podcast money.
Yeah. I spent all that money. Sorry.
I know. So what other...
Mayim Chaim is
You know,
it?
It's a very... I think sure. of... Well, I'm going to throw two.
Okay.
Tab? You remember Tab?
Tab's not Jewish.
I think it is. Now, my mother loved Tab. I remember seeing... I think it might have been the... Oh, hold on. My mother... Tab fan! My mother loved Tab.
Yeah.
She... I remember growing up. I think it might have been the first diet soda. Is that possible?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're right.
Yeah, like it wasn't Diet Coke or... It was just sugar, and Tab.
That's why in Back to the Future, he tries to order a Tab.
All right, I had no idea what he's talking about, right?
You want a Tab, you got to order something.
I actually bought my mother... I was in like an antique store, and I bought a magazine like cover or something that was like a Tab advertisement. I bought it for her.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So Tab, I guess for me, because it reminds me of my mother. My mother's Jewish. Boom, Jewish soda.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would venture to say Celray is far more Jewish.
Far more.
Than Tab.
But Tab.
Yeah.
But here's the other one. This isn't soda, but it's definitely Jewish.
Get it out of here.
No. But it could be. You can put it in the. You can put it in.
Bubble it. You can blow bubbles with it. Yeah.
Petal.
Petal is not a soda. Okay. Petal. Like you said, petal. It's petal.
Petal.
Petal is like a syrupy drink from Israel.
Can I share with you?
It's like punch.
Can I share with you my first experience with petal?
This is a soda episode.
Excuse me. Do you have a Soda Stream?
No.
I have one. You can borrow it. You can stick some petal in it. So boom, a soda.
Can't you put anything in there though?
Yeah.
All right. So why are you stopping at petal?
Well, you're not sticking meat in there like you before. You're not putting meat cubes. So no, it's... Okay. But... I guess when we're in Israel and you're at a shalosh shudas and you're in yeshiva, it's for dinner or whatever it is, it's petel.
That's all, petel all the time.
And petel isn't like when we were a kid in camp and it was like gross Kool-Aid, like, which is now delicious compared to petel.
Yeah.
Petel, first of all, is a concentrate.
Have you ever tried drinking it straight without water?
So can I tell you my story?
Yeah.
So for those of you who don't know, petel is a concentrate that's used for like, it's like a Kool-Aid and stuff, and it's gross. And there's really never a good petel. But one time, my friend Lee Gorin, who I don't think I've mentioned on this podcast.
Yeah, you have.
I have? Okay, well, Lee Gorin. And him and I were spending...
Wait.
He's not a top fan. Sorry.
I want a button.
Lee, you'll have to text me. If you hear this, yeah. Text me when you heard it. And then if within a two-week span he texts us, we'll make him a top fan.
2 weeks?
We got to give him time. Pesach's coming up.
Oh, okay. You know. Right.
So him and I spent Shabbos in Mea Sharim, the entire yeshiva. I think I may have said this, you know, some of the story, but we were going to the Cullen Stalin community, and the whole yeshiva was staying in the dorms, and we wanted to stay with the people. We wanted to know what it was like.
Yeah.
So we stayed in the home of one of the Hasidim. Really great experience. Probably spoke about it before. If not, it's for another time. But we get back from Friday night dinner, whatever, and so sweet. They put out some what are those little... Those little pastry things. Some rugula. And there I see what looks like, you know, like the
punch.
Plastic.
You thought it was punch.
Yeah, like a plastic bottle.
Yeah.
So I open it up and I pour it into a cup and I'm like, oh, I'm so thirsty. I just had some of the Rebbe salty kugel and I drink it. And I spit it all over this. It was pure petel. It was pure concentrate.
Yikes. Petel max.
It was so gross.
What flavor?
I don't know. It was like Meir Sharm flavor. It was not working for me. And it was so intense. It's not like you think, oh, Kool-Aid concentrate, which would be like, wow, that's so sweet. This is, petel is not a normal thing. It's not like sweet, like you think, oh, it's strawberry. This, it's like strawberry and like street grease.
It's funny because I ended up getting used to petel like later on in my Israel experience. But
yeah.
My first weekend in Israel, I avoided water at all costs because everyone told me.
Sick?
Yeah, everyone's like, don't drink
water
tap
Israel's
water.
Fine.
They say two things.
It's hard water.
They say avoid drinking at all costs, but if you're going to drink it, do it right away because you get used to it and your body gets used to it. Okay, so I was freaking out. I was avoiding it all weekend. Then exactly at Shalosh Shudas, my first Shabbos in yeshiva, they had petel. I'm like, well, this isn't water.
Right. It's worse.
Little did I know they mixed
it. It's worse.
Whatever it was, did everything that people said would.
Because it's petel, not the water. It wasn't the water.
And then Sukkot's time, there were like these petel fountains everywhere in Mea Sharim. Like,
were there?
Yeah. Like you could just go up to... It was then, during Simcha Beis HaShoeva, you'd like walk by and there were like fountains, you just turned
the land of milk and...
Petel.
Petel.
Yeah. I haven't had it since I left Israel.
Yeah, I haven't either, and I wouldn't.
I have seen it.
I'm sure it still exists, but
I don't
gross.
Know why anyone would buy it.
So that's very Jewish to me. Fine, I get it's not a soda, but it has to be put into there as a certainly as an alternative or as a honorary
mention.
Two words. Yeah.
That are anti-petel.
Yeah.
Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Like that's
it. Well, Kool-Aid is the non-Jewish version of petel.
I guess.
No, it really is. It's like mayonnaise and Kool-Aid. And by the way, I love both of those things. But yeah.
Mayonnaise is Jewish.
Mayonnaise is not Jewish. No, that like...
We use it in everything, man.
Well, we love mayonnaise, but I'm saying mayonnaise is sort of like the stereotypical non-Jewish waspy thing.
I'm gonna out myself here.
Yeah.
I call it mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise?
Yeah, mayonnaise.
No. Do you ever have... What's like? I'll have mayonnaise on matzah.
Matzah?
Oh yeah, straight up mayonnaise. A little bit.
You better
of salt.
Have a lot of soda.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
Pesach time, you need a lot of soda. That's why I love Mayim Chaim. Is like super carbonated.
What do you put on turkey?
In general,
like a turkey sandwich,
cold cuts, turkey sandwich.
What
my ideal sandwich
condiment is going on a turkey sandwich?
Okay, it's not just one. I never just have one.
Okay,
I will do mayo, and then I'll sprinkle garlic powder. Into the mayo. So I have a little garlic mayo.
That sounds
then
good.
A little ketchup to make a little Thousand Island.
Ew, okay.
You never had Thousand Island on a sandwich?
Yeah, that's not bad.
It's like
that's
Russian
bad.
Dressing without
right.
pickles.
Right. No. Or no, it sounds good. I just want to know if you used mayo. If you said mustard, this podcast was over.
I would not do mustard unless I do a Dijonaise.
No mustard
which is Dijon
on
with
turkey.
Mayo.
Mustard on salami for sure. The corned beefs, the salamis, the pastramis, but no
all the
turkey.
E's.
Yeah, I don't want it on.
You put it on legal E's?
Okay, so last thing. Any other sodas?
Do you put it on legal E's?
No. No.
Any other sodas? Well, there's Perrier. That's fancy Mayim Chaim.
That's
Mayim Chaim. That's like...
Yeah, and I'm just... I think we can end on this, and it's actually a bad note, but you mentioned Shasta. I think we all grew up with Shasta, like in yeshivas or school, because it was
shul.
Because it was inexpensive.
Yeah, 67 cents for an 8 liter bottle. Remember those big bottles?
3 liter. They had 3 liter bottles.
Yeah. What?
That was crazy.
I don't remember ever seeing like the case, the carrier for that.
That must have been like you had to be
huge.
Like
huge.
You had to be Uncle Moishi.
I had something crazy happen. Soda related story from last week. I won't say which store.
Yeah.
But my goodness. Did you know this? I was buying like a whole pack of soda.
I did. I was watching you.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
So how many bottles? Eight bottles,
I
right?
Yes.
So I was taking those each 2 liter bottles for Pesach and I was putting it into my cart and they said, no, you can't take the tray. You can't take the tray.
No, they have to return those.
I didn't know that.
Okay. Well, now you know. I mean,
why do they have to return them?
I mean, that's a normal like societal thing that people are
return
aware of.
The plastic trays to Coca-Cola?
Yeah. Why should they have to spend the, you know, the $1.52 for you?
Crazy.
Although the expense of soda. By the way, why
seriously,
is it that diet? It's Coke and Diet Coke. That's it for Pesach, right?
Actually, no.
No, what else? Sprite, I think.
This, well, there's Diet Dr. Brown.
Well, okay. That's kosher Pesach all year round.
So what are you asking? You're asking the non-kosher Le Pesach ones that become kosher Le Pesach.
Yeah.
There's a new one this
Which
year.
Which one?
I'm very excited about it.
Yeah.
Coke Zero.
Okay. Again, Coke product.
Oh, thanks for popping that.
Sorry. But, okay. So, and I want to...
Thanks for bursting that
soda
bubble.
It's interesting that Coke is your favorite. Coke is probably...
Yeah,
that's
so rare.
No, but Coke... I know, right?
Yeah.
It's like that's a really niche...
If you ever hear of a guy named Michael Jordan, you should give him a call.
Why? Is he a Coke sponsor?
Oh my gosh. Please Google it.
Seriously? I know it does Nike.
Years ago,
yeah.
Does he do Nike? by the way, there's a great movie.
Yeah, Air Michael, Air something.
Yeah, I think it's called Air.
Yeah.
Years ago,
isn't he a Gatorade sponsor?
Yeah, I think Gatorade might be a Coke product.
He probably does more than one thing.
Years ago, when he was playing, they came out with a product called New Coke.
Ugh.
And they were asking him his opinion,
so
and his
upsetting.
Aunt's like, "Do you like this Coke, that Coke?" He's like, "Coke is Coke," and it did wonders for their sales because, like, yeah, Michael Jordan put
meaning
a stamp
they
on
went
like all
back.
Coke.
They went back to Coke.
I don't know what happened, but like their New sales
Coke,
exploded.
New Coke was bad, and then they went back to Classic Coke.
Classic Coke.
Like, why you change the formula? It's so good. Unless they knew. But
are
hold
you
on.
You're telling me right now that if I poured you a glass of disgusting Pepsi, and then right next to it I poured you a glass with cubed ice, just a wonderful Coke in a glass bottle. I pour out of the glass bottle into your glass
you
cup
missed,
with ice.
I think you missed my point. Hands down, I'm going to go with the Coke.
Way, I do not miss that point at all.
Hands down, I'm going
to
go with the Coke. But if I'm on it, if I'm on 30,000 feet in the air in a tube where there's nowhere to buy a Coke and there's a nice ice cold can of Coke, of Pepsi Zero.
You need to
Zero,
prepare ahead of time.
Yeah, I told you, like $20 a thing. I do.
Yeah.
I bring them on. In
What's
fact,
your point?
You gave me one the other time. You like?
I gave you
like,
one of my Cokes.
Yeah,
you know
which
why?
Is really nice.
You know what you said before I gave it to you?
What?
To make me give it to you?
Yeah.
I'll just have a Pepsi. And I literally, this is true. You said, no, it's fine. I'll just get a Pepsi. I literally went into my bag. And I had two Cokes because it was a long flight. I'm like, here, just take this. No, I couldn't. You have to, I said.
You're
you
easy.
Have to.
You're easy. I just need a Pepsi. Okay, but Coke is the most non-Jewish. And nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. You know, but this is a Jewish podcast. Coke is the most non-Jewish soda out there. Do you know why?
No, I don't.
Who's their mascot?
A pig?
No.
So I don't know. I don't know.
Santa Claus.
That's one time a year.
No, but that was like their big campaign.
That was
one time. And all these Christian pandas running around.
Who said? How do you know they're not Jewish?
Because they're celebrating Christmas.
No one said they're celebrating.
No, they got the red scarf.
It's freezing
again,
outside.
I want to make it clear from It's Okay
you don't
We're
wear
Jewish.
Red?
I got no problem with, you know, these pandas celebrating
they're
Christmas.
They're polar bears.
And I got no problem with Santa liking Coke. But these are not Jewish holidays.
Okay, first of all, you have no idea. You had no idea that that wasn't a rabbi in very cold weather.
Although a lot of Jews dress up like Santa. Like as a...
Like who?
Like that's another story.
We don't have
for
time for
another
that.
Time.
We do not have
but
time
I'm
for
just
that.
Saying, like if you got a big bushy beard, you're boom. You're
first
ready to
First of
go.
All, they were not pandas. They were polar bears. Very thirsty.
What did I say pandas?
You sure did. I think you're all over the place.
Are pandas and polar bears not in the same family?
And it's important to... I cannot stress this enough. The Jewish people, we steal from Christmas.
No, we
Hanukkah
don't.
Hanukkah gives anyone?
We don't. First of all, I think it's the other way around. Jews, how many, you know, Jews gave all the
other
limericks?
Way around.
I'm saying.
We stole gifts.
They didn't.
Like the concept of gift giving on
no,
Hanukkah?
That's true. We shouldn't have done that. We shouldn't have done that.
I mean,
I feel
too late
bad.
Now.
I'm not going to give it back, but.
You know what? I'm going to buy you a Coke for Hanukkah.
Give me a Coke.
Give me a Coke. Break me off a piece of that Coke.
And a beer.
Okay, I think we're done.
All right. This was a great episode.
I would like to thank our sponsors, Coca-Cola.
I'd like to thank my Bubbles.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Bubbles.
See you next time. Bye.